from Maryland. Thank you for contributing to WPFW, and thanks to Wanda Hardy, a renewing member from Silver Spring, Maryland. Thank you very much. Thanks to volunteers Kelly Pittman, Cheryl, and Craig Wiley. And thanks also to a new member. He's Robert Boyd from Alexandria, Virginia. Thank you very much for supporting WPFW. Thanks for supporting Spectrum Today. Spectrum Today was produced by Askia Muhammad, engineering by David Kelly. The Raucous Caucus is next. I'm Askia Muhammad. Thank you for listening.
WPFW, Washington.
Good evening and welcome to the Raucous Caucus, live now. Live at Ben's Next Door. Next door to Ben's Chili Bowl, 12th and June. Mark, Terry, and Garland, three minds linked and locked in analysis, wit, and sagacity. Every Tuesday night, live. Live right here, 7 p.m. WPFW 89.3 FM. Welcome again, live with Terry, Mark, and Garland, and the Raucous Caucus.
Good evening, and welcome to another edition of
the Raucous Caucus.
There we go. My name is Garland Nixon. I'm right here with
Terry D. Kester
and
Mark Levine.
And we're here every Tuesday from 7 to 8 p.m. And tonight, you can come join us. We're at Ben's Next Door.
What's the 1211 U Street.
And we're right next
next
to,
door to Ben's Chili Bowl.
That's right.
Ben's Chili
right
Bowl. And the chili is hot, and the crab cakes are great, and we're waiting for you. Come
and,
on up.
And the brewski's cold.
And the brewski's
and
cold.
And Terry's buying.
Yes, right. Yeah, I am. I think I bought the first five or six rounds already, didn't I?
Yeah, right. Well, we had to get those.
Funny, I don't remember that.
Yeah. Me neither.
After the fourth, I stopped remembering.
You know, yeah.
But at any rate, there's important things going on here. So stop by. We've got a microphone here. The three of us are ready to talk with you. We're going to have a great time. And we're going to talk about what's important today, which is WPFW. And Terry...
Yeah.
Terry has an amazing offer.
I do. Last week, you remember that great show we had with E. Patrick Johnson talking about his show at Signature Theater, Sweet Tea, Black Gay Men in the South. We had a wonderful discussion with him right before he went on stage for that evening's performance. I highly recommend the play at Signature Theater in Shirlington. It's entertaining, it's witty, it's musical, it's raucous, and it's informative, too. And in cooperation with Signature Theater, very gracious on their parts, the Raucous Caucus and WPFW are offering tonight two tickets to the October 28th, that's tomorrow, special performance at Signature Theater of Sweet Tea. Not only is it a performance, and
whoa.
I mean, really, this show is really,
that's
really
not
good.
All?
Really, not all. They're going to have a discussion afterwards with the playwright, who's also a professor at Northwestern University
in
Chicago.
When is it, Terry?
Tomorrow night.
Wednesday night.
And they're going to discussion, post-show discussion, and there's going to be a book signing as well. So this is a special night at the Signature.
Now, how much do you have to contribute to get these tickets?
$100 gets you two tickets to the Signature Theater. And
that's a good price.
It is a good
but
price.
But the money all goes to WPFW.
The money comes to WPFW.
So you get to go to a play
right.
And contribute to WPFW for the cost of the play.
You
and,
do indeed.
And have a discussion afterwards.
Discussion and a book signing if you want to buy the book, because the play is based on his original book by the same title, Sweet Tea. And it really, I really promise you it's worthwhile. You will really enjoy this show. I mean, it's fantastic.
Now, you don't have to be a Southern gay black man to go to the show.
No, you don't.
You can be like one of the three.
You know, I may sound it most of the time, but you've probably noticed I'm not black. But it's really a great show.
Nor gay nor Southern as far as
I know. Well, I don't think so. I don't know. I'm Southern, I went to William & Mary and I apologize. But, you know, what are you going to do? But you really want to see this? $100 is a great gift for WPFW.
Got a good review in the Washington Post, by the way.
It did, indeed. And the phone number for that is what? 202-588-9739. Yeah, or 1-800-222-9739. Now, there's only five of these available. Five of these two-ticket packages.
So the first five people who
the
call in will get
the first five people that make this pledge, right. And just in case you can't make it tomorrow night, the tickets can be used for another night I think the run is continues through October 6th.
Oh, wow.
I,
okay.
Yeah,
okay.
I know it continues through this weekend.
Now, Terry, we were offering also for $100 the chance to have a dinner
with us?
The Rock.
Yes, right. Oh, I know. Yeah.
So if people
talk about sweet
would
tea.
Prefer our scintillating company
yes,
rather than the play.
And our sweetness.
They could get that too. And for $200, you could get us and the play.
Yeah, right.
There
you can do
there
it
we
all.
Go.
You know.
Yeah.
And for $35, you can be a member of WPFW, and then you can be a valuable member and be part of the voting membership and all that, and you can run for the board, so you can tell Garland and Mark what they should do to serve me. You know, whatever.
And you might want to suggest removing Terry and Mark from the
right,
show,
right,
renaming
right.
It the Garland Nixon Show. I'm just
no,
throwing
no,
that
no,
out there.
No,
that's, I'm just throwing that out there,
yeah,
Terry.
Yeah. 202-588-09739.
You don't even know the phone number, Terry. How long have you been at WPFW?
10 years. It's working. You know, I'm thinking about it.
God.
Also, we got to give credit where credit's due. We've got Karen down here, one of our volunteers. And Karen has offered to be down here and help us out with the pledge drive. She has pledge forms right here. So if you're driving by.
That's right.
And you want to make a pledge and you didn't want to just stop your car or do it on the cell phone, come on in to Ben's next door. Talk to Karen. You can make the pledge right here.
And we got a microphone if you got something you want to say on the air. The microphone
indeed.
Is wide
we
open and you can be a part of the Raucous Caucus. You're already a part of the Raucous Caucus.
You are.
Because you're part of the caucus because you listen.
And you're presumably raucous because if you can get an award edgewise among Terry Garland and me, then you've got to be raucous.
Be
and then you are part of
just
the Raucous Caucus.
Just about got to have boxing gloves on.
Yeah. Well, that's necessary sometimes.
Yeah. But so this is important stuff.
Yeah. Do you know what this week is?
Gentlemen, yeah, you know.
Because I didn't get a card. I didn't get a gift.
Either did I.
Even though today is the quarter decade anniversary
quarter
of the Raucous Caucus.
Yeah. Wow. 25
that's,
years,
that's
right?
Almost,
2.5 years
ago.
Oh, 2.5.
Quarter
I did my
decade.
Math wrong. It hasn't been 25.
I was going to say
it feels
months.
Like 25 years.
And I was going to say 7 months and 14 days.
Two and a half years
wow.
ago. Back at the time, you may recall, there was this guy that wasn't even elected who was president of the United States. It was Giorgio Texan or something.
Yeah, right, yeah.
We began
George W. Perry.
On a cold April in 2000.
Yes.
Nine?
Oh, no,
eight?
Wait. No, I thought.
Do the math.
I thought
Do
it was
math.
Eight. I'm sorry, I just messed up my math. Excuse me. I just.
Is
Barack
there a
Obama
math?
Was newly elected. Oh, I just.
Yeah, there's a mathematician
story.
In the house.
That's right.
Math.
It was. That's right. It was months
April 09, I guess.
That's
it. Was.
Yeah.
All right.
Yes.
All right. I can't add.
The three of us came together as one.
We did. Here we are.
As one?
And we've been quarreling ever since.
What, are you pretending that we're a trinity?
Yes. You know, we got us. We're six.
Trinity. Wow. I never thought about that.
Oh, that's scary.
We are all the Raucous Caucus. We are three individuals.
Yes.
Yeah. We can make a religion out of this guy.
That's what I'm thinking. Right. Hey, we've got six. We're a six-armed, six-legged, three-headed monster.
And constant.
And with at least 12 opinions each.
You're right.
At least.
None of which we can agree on. Boy, we've got a lot of personalities.
You know, and heaven knows we are in need of divine guidance.
There you go.
We really are.
Over the course of the time, we've had a lot of fun, and we talked a lot of good stuff, both serious things. You know, we've actually had people get angry at us because we laughed about serious issues.
That's true. But that's kind of what we do. So if you don't like people who laugh about serious issues... Then what in the heck are you doing here?
That's
right. Work on it, will you?
So let me ask you this, Terry.
Then don't watch Jon Stewart.
Can you think of any of the of something of an issue we talked about in the Raucous Caucus with the Raucous Caucus?
Think of issue?
An issue that's stuck in your mind.
Ask me if I can think of an issue that we haven't talked about.
No, something that's stuck in your mind. Something you recall.
The only thing we haven't talked about.
What was your favorite moment?
Is polishing furniture. We've never talked about polishing furniture.
Well, that's the next show.
Oh, okay. I just want to make sure.
Done.
No, I don't know. I still, you know, I've got so many shows that I think really are great. I mean, I love the one we had with Abe Lincoln. I mean, that was fantastic.
That was
it went into history. I enjoyed the one where we talked about conspiracy theories and how conspiracies develop,
mm-hmm.
not condemning them necessarily, but just how they develop. I certainly enjoyed the ones we talked about Martin Luther King, and paid our
now,
tribute
you know
to
what
that.
You know what I recall, which is very timely now?
What's that?
When the guy that was called the D.C. sniper, but he never really shot anybody in D.C., as I understand it, when he was executed, the night he was executed was a Tuesday night.
Oh, that's right.
We were doing the Raucous Caucus,
yep.
and we did a show on the death penalty, which is very appropriate because of the recent Troy Davis issue. So, Mark.
Yeah.
Speaking of which, Mark's an attorney. Mark,
yes.
Have you looked at any of the? Have you reviewed anything with the regarding or read anything about the Troy Davis execution? You know anything about that?
Not
really.
I want
like a Klanner or something?
Let me jump
Troy
in.
Davis?
No, let me jump in there.
Did I miss?
Well, okay.
I mixed it, there were two executions recently.
Yes.
Let me jump in there. I'm just going to tick some listeners. Okay. It's going to tick some listeners off. This is really going to tick some listeners off.
There you go again.
No, yeah, Terry is playing.
We're trying to get people to contribute, and Terry goes.
Terry's going to tick listeners off.
Way to go, Terry.
This is so out of character for him.
If you really get into it, you begin to discover that it's pretty, it's essentially established that unfortunately he was guilty. Now, whether this deserves a death penalty is a whole nother issue. And whether he should have been executed, that's a whole nother issue. I mean, and certainly you know from listening to me for the years, I'm totally against capital punishment. But if you have any acceptance of our system at all, which is hard for me to do.
I was about to say, well, that leaves me out.
Over the 22 years, the legal system has served his case and his situation to rather an extraordinary degree, you know, including to the point of going to the Supreme Court, where the Supreme Court, you know, assigned a particular judge, and I may have some of the terms right here, to review, and it had been reviewed and appealed before, but to review in detail the entire transaction, the court hearings, the records, everything else, to make sure that, you know, there was substantial reason for the jury, 7 blacks and 5 whites, to come up with the conviction of guilty. And he did an extensive, long, long, long study with testimony and everything else, although, interestingly, Troy Davis refused to testify during that period.
He has a right not to.
Of course.
He has a right not to.
Well, he should.
Are you going to make me whip out my...
If I was his attorney, he certainly wouldn't.
Yeah, but I think every legal step that could have been taken within our system, you can say our system isn't good enough and all that, but within it...
That within our system. However, if you look at the entire issue, number one, a number of the jurors said had they had the information now at the time of trial that they had now, they wouldn't have voted guilty.
No.
And a number of the jurors said. But here's the issue. Here's the thing about it. In looking at it, I believe from what I've seen, I mean, you have people who are saying that the chief accuser was in fact the killer and that he admitted it to them. You have people that are saying the guy that is accusing him is the guy who did it and he admitted it to us.
No, wait.
One of the women went on CNN.
I admit I haven't followed this case, so I'm just going to ask you.
That's all right. Render an opinion.
But so the guy that was the main accuser who told apparently someone that he did it, was that known to the prosecution and defense at the time of trial?
No, it wasn't.
Okay. This came out after trial.
Yes.
Okay,
and not
so
only that.
So I would think you would do a motion at that point.
Yeah, not only
to
that.
Say, hey, this is new evidence. Out
six
here.
Of the seven eyewitnesses recanted their testimony. The seventh that didn't was the guy who the other people said did it.
But, you know, a number
of. Well, that seems pretty strong reason for the trial to me.
Yeah, but some of those.
Again, I haven't followed this case.
Some of those supposed eyewitnesses, again, refused to publicly testify about it. And they were invited to do that, and they refused to
do
it.
Well, yeah, let's face it.
And the real thing you have to look at, though, I mean, eyewitness testimony, A, is not the only factor.
I was about to say.
And it is also not a reliable factor. It is probably the least reliable factor. We don't like to believe that. We all think we have instant recall, and we see things clearly. And if you study it at least a little bit, you know that's simply not true.
The other thing is this.
Well, I think it depends on an eyewitness. For example, with someone who knew the person, you can be fairly confident. You recognize person. Now, if it's someone,
if we got in a brawl,
if I saw you Terry, I would turn you in so fast.
You couldn't recognize
I'd turn him in even if he didn't do it.
I've already turned Terry in, but they haven't come for you yet.
Yes, they have.
Yeah. But at any rate,
then I've done my job.
There was no physical evidence linking him. No physical evidence linking him to the.
No, that's not true. That is not true. The cartridge. If I've got the terms right again, the cartridge that was used in the gun that killed the cop was the same cartridge that was used in another shooting that Troy Davis did do with his gun. Matched. Same cartridge, same gun.
Well, there were some issues there. You know, at any rate.
The gun that killed the cop, that swallowed the fly, that swallowed the cat, that...
Yeah. Well,
that.
Here's the
but I mean,
line.
The real point is, you know, the big thing is, and it really is important because, you know how much I question everything in our system. But at some point you've got to, and if you've ever served on a jury, you begin to sense this. You know, at some point you've got to say, okay, at some levels, the system does work, and you've got to have.
But let me throw this out there, Mark. But let me throw this, Mark. Just sitting over there as an impartial observer, one thing should be fairly obvious. There is substantial doubt. The issue, you know what I mean?
If six people recanted their testimony,
right.
And the seventh
no, they didn't recant
said, told someone that he did it. Then that would seem to me be enough information to reopen the case.
If
that's true, but I don't know that that's true.
Here's the thing. If you listen to Terry and I, both of us presenting various things, the issue, in fact, the issue with a lot of the people was not whether he was or wasn't guilty. That wasn't the issue. The issue was there was substantial doubt. How can
you can't
execute
someone?
Not only that,
you can't even convict.
You can't convict
if
them.
There's a reasonable
right.
doubt.
Right, but with doubt, taking it one step
not
further,
not even substantial doubt,
right.
just a reasonable
right.
doubt.
Right,
something you can base in reason.
Right, taking it even further, if there is some doubt in a capital case. In a capital case, particularly, you can give a person life without parole, and
sure.
if things change, you can always. But if you execute them, you can't fix it. At any rate, what's even more important, as you can see in listening
you
to the
you can with resurrection.
I forgot about that.
See,
who do you think you are, Rick Perry?
We're not looking for
anyway. So back to important things, as you can see, and as you can
once you called
hear,
it the Trinity, I thought we could do anything.
Yeah, right. I was about to say.
Okay. Sorry.
As you can hear, listen to the Raucous Caucus. We really get into this stuff, and there are varied points of views at all times.
There are.
Yes.
I've got at least three of those. I agree with everything you say.
Of course, as experience
Except
shows.
Tonight I will not.
As experience shows, mine is always correct. But at least you guys have a point of view, albeit
thank
an incorrect
you, thank
one.
You, thank
now,
you. Oh,
what we want you to do, what we want you to do is to support WPFW and to support this great show that is the Raucous Caucus that's on every Tuesday from 7 to 8 p.m.
Plus
we
you
know,
get to go to the theater for $100
right.
bucks.
Plus Terry, there may be some people might have missed it. Terry,
oh, how
what do we got to get? What
you've
do we
got to get? One way or another, you've got to get down to Signature Theater.
Which is a great theater.
It just really is.
Yeah, it's awesome.
Theater.
It's beautiful.
And a great place.
Down in Shirlington in Virginia. You've got to get down there and see Sweet Pea any way you can. I mean, you really want to see this show. If you can't possibly see the show, you really want to read the book, Sweet Tea. Again, this is a book, and we interviewed a guy named Duncan last week, if
yeah.
you remember. And he was one of the people out of Washington, D.C. that actually inspired some of the characters in the play.
Characters.
Characters.
Caricatures.
Not caricatures.
Characters.
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 So let me give you a number real quick first. 202-588-9739. 202-588-9739. So 202-588-9739. How much does it go to cost him, Terry?
Caricatures.
And how much is it going to cost him, Terry?
It's going to cost Garland more than he's got.
Oh,
I
God.
Mean, Mark.
That ain't much.
I'm all confused.
$100.
$100.
That's right.
Two tickets for $100 to see.
And the money goes to WPFW.
The money goes to WPFW.
That's right.
You get a twofer. You're going to go anyway. Instead of your two tickets, you get $100 to WPFW.
And if you go tomorrow night, which is really what we're trying to push, there's also going to be a post-show discussion in the theater. And after that, a
book signing
for those
but
who
But if you can't go tomorrow night, you can go to October...
You can go to October 6th, I'm pretty sure, is the running
time. So you've got time to see it.
So the number is 202-588-9739.
And I should note, this is a guy that he takes real people's lives.
Oh, yeah.
Like Amen in the South. And I forget whether he has 20 characters.
About 10
different characters. Yeah. But these are real people.
Yep.
This isn't a guy who just thought up 10 characters. These are real people, and he plays the role of all 10 characters.
Yeah, it started out, he just went out to interview these people to find out, you know, how they had dealt with the issue of being black, being gay, and being in the South, and being a man. In the South, you know, I mean, you know.
So now, if you want to get your hands on those tickets, 202-588-9739.
Make a $100 pledge.
$100 pledge.
You can also, for $100, get a nice evening with the Raucous Caucus with Terry Garland and me.
And 1-800-222-9739. Now, keep in mind that if you're riding down the road and, you know, things are a little tough and you're busy and it's raining, but you do want to give, you do want to support and invest in your community by helping out WPFW, we accept credit cards. You can just pull over somewhere where it's nice and safe. You turn on your interior light, pull out the old credit card. Oh, make sure it's a safe neighborhood. Pull out the old credit card, and you can donate with little or no trouble.
Or just drive by and hold your credit card out the window, and we'll come get it.
That's right. I don't know about that, Terry. Terry, take my word for it. In D.C., if you hold your credit card, somebody's going to come get it, okay? But it probably won't be Mark or Terry or I.
No, probably.
I'll give you that much.
So
the other thing is this. Keep this in mind. It doesn't have to be $100. Whatever you have, we will be very grateful.
You got 10 bucks, you're a fan of the Raucous Caucus, give us $10.
We'll be grateful. $35.
I shouldn't say us, because it doesn't go to us. It all goes to WPFW.
Right.
Goes to the cost of good people like Daniel, who are working right here, or David Kelly working in the studio.
It costs $150,000 every month. We've got to keep the lights on. We've got paid staff. We've got computers.
Electricity in these microphones.
It costs a lot of money to get juice. Electricity for a transmitter to keep on transmitting 50,000 watts.
And WPFW was the first true progressive voice in Washington, D.C. in 1977.
It's the only progressive voice.
And keep in mind, we had Air America made a go of it. They tried it, but they couldn't do it. But we're still here. We are the only progressive voice left. This is where you hear Democracy Now. Where else are you going to hear about? You want to hear Democracy Now on a 50,000 watt powerful station where you're riding out in the county or wherever. That's what we're here for. You have to keep us on the air so that our side has a voice.
And you've got to realize, too, this is a very important time for WPFW. We call it the campaign for growth, because that's really the choice we have. We have to grow, which includes we have to find a new space in a very short time. I think it's 6 months, something like that.
We will be homeless.
Yeah, we're going to be homeless. And, you know, but and
luckily for us, Terry's been there before.
But I have, many times. In fact, I intend to be there tonight. But, you know, beyond that, once we move, you know, you've got to transfer the equipment. You've got to get new equipment. Yep. You can't transfer all of the old equipment. The building is going to be torn down.
We know that you love WPFW.
Yes, it's being torn down. Yeah. So J. Willard Marriott can put up a boutique hotel. And he is getting a lousy, only $46 million tax break. Do you love America and corporations?
Can the WPFW get a piece of that tax break?
I would think we could get a tax break. Or a room in the hotel. Yeah. We could, you know, just a couple of rooms.
Well,
we could
and just think, the Marriott Corporation is yet another corporation that we don't accept money from.
That's
so
true.
They can't tell us what to do. You can. $35, you can become a member. You can renew your membership. Or just help out WPFW. Support the Raucous Caucus. Let us know that they're behind us. And we've got someone here who supports the Raucous Caucus right now.
But before, should we give the number one more time?
Maybe we'll give the number. Yeah, they ought to know exactly how.
202-588-9739.
Or
1-800-222-9739. You guys dropped out. It's the only thing we can do in unison.
We're waiting to hear from
our... Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah, okay.
What do you think this is, a barbershop quartet here? But speaking of which, we've got the tenors at the microphone.
Right. All right. Go ahead. Okay. Introduce yourself.
Okay. I have two questions. Am I there?
Oh, well, we can't hear you.
I have two questions. The first question is, do you think there's a conspiracy to get rid of WPFW?
Whoa.
Well, it ain't going to work.
What's your second question?
Whoa.
Let's deal with that next.
Two questions. Okay. Next.
The other question is, I'm still not clear about how many witnesses. I heard that there were 7 witnesses in the Davis execution that recanted, but that there were a total of 9. So there were there 2 witnesses left that wouldn't recant, or what is the story on that?
I think the numbers are getting mixed up. There were 7 black jurors, 5 white jurors. I think, I think the numbers, because I think what I recall, and maybe something Karen can check for us, you know, if you have time, I think there were only 5 witnesses originally, is what I
don't know, but it's safe to say that most of the
witnesses recanted many years later.
Yeah.
You know,
I'm sure you could look it up. I honestly don't know the answer to it, but I want to deal with this first question.
Yeah. Is there a conspiracy?
The answer is yes.
The answer is, you know, when you think about what a conspiracy is, all a conspiracy is 2 or more people who form an agreement to do an action.
That's defined by law.
Wait a minute. That's the Raucous Caucus.
That's illegal.
We're a conspiracy.
We are
a conspiracy.
There you go. Well, it has to be illegal. And I don't know if there's an illegal conspiracy to get rid of WPFW, but I certainly know that we are a thorn in the side of corporations.
Oh, yeah.
And I certainly know that corporations, particularly Verizon and AT&T, would give anything to get our frequency.
Oh, there's no question.
They absolutely would.
Yes. So there are, it's, to answer your question, you know, there is some merit to that question because A, it's a very valuable frequency, and B, we are a thorn in the side of the, particularly this show, of the right wing, of kind of the mainstream
and if you remember,
corporate punditry
if you remember,
that all sing the same song.
To add some evidence to that, you know, back a few years ago when we were running off to war in Iraq, and we were, you know, totally against it, almost all, I'm sure all of us on WPFW, we were covering the rallies and everything else. There we are broadcasting against going to war in Iraq, and just prior to it, we're knocked off the air.
Coincidence.
And not only are we knocked off the air, we're off the air for 3 days because we can't figure out what's wrong. We go to the transmitter, we can't find a problem there. We look all through the studio, checking all the equipment, we can't find a problem. Turns out our T1 cable has been cut.
Cut.
Mouse chewed through
it. Yeah, the T1 cable is owned by Verizon.
No, wait. Could a rat have chewed through it?
Yeah, no. There was a rat.
Big rat. No, but I mean, you could tell whether a cut is man-made. Yeah, you know, it's sliced, was it chewed through?
And part of the contract with Verizon, of course, is you're required, if anything happens to that cable.
I want damages.
Because we're paying for that cable.
Somebody accidentally dropped a cable cutter on it and didn't notice it together.
You know.
Yeah. You know, it's interesting. It's a big labeled cable.
You can't cut it.
Some guy just happened to be walking by with an axe, and he accidentally swung it, and it came down right in the center.
We talked about the fact that WPFW is a 50,000-watt station. I don't think most people outside of radio knows what that means. I've been on a number of radio stations. Some of them, like college radio stations, can have 100 or 500 watts. A local radio station can be 1,000 watts. The first station I began on out in Leesburg, Virginia, was 5,000 watts. A 50,000-watt station, ladies and gentlemen, if you don't know, is the largest wattage radio station that's allowed in the United States.
Well, that's for AM, not for FM.
For AM radio. It's actually one of the oldest because they set up a few what they used to call clear channel stations before that got a bad name from a company that owned it. But the stations that be just in a few markets across the country, Washington got one.
Baltimore got one, and New York got Cambridge. I was in Cambridge on the Eastern Shore last week listening to WPFW.
Well, that's the point, is that these stations, these few stations around the country, and there's only like 50 of them in the whole country.
Well, you're talking about AM again.
I'm talking about the old AM system.
Keep in mind,
AM is the 50,000.
But they can be heard for miles and miles and miles. The WPFW can be heard all the way east to Delaware, west to West Virginia, south to North Carolina border, north to Pennsylvania and New Jersey. That's much wider than most stations.
Yeah, keep in mind.
And we've got a Jazz and Justice radio station that where Garland and Terry and I can mock corporations. That's an amazing. That's an amazing thing that Pacifica did years ago.
Speaking of
that they couldn't do today.
Let me throw in this. This is from a friend of mine, and so I can't take credit for it at all. You know,
room on
the idea of the corporations
spectrum.
Being, you know, a person and all that. This guy put on his website, "I'll accept that a corporation is a person as soon as Texas executes any corporation."
There you go.
I like that.
I forgot who was it that said. I'm trying to remember who it was. Maybe it was Bill Clinton who said that if corporations are people, they're not American people.
They're foreigners.
They're multinational. They don't have any interest in making America better.
Let me give the phone number out again.
What is that? Number six?
202-588-9739 or 1-800-222-9739. And also keep this in mind.
If you forget the number, it's 202-588-WPFW.
Yeah. A lot of people don't know this, that years ago, the Pacifica station in Houston was bombed.
Burned. Was bombed by the KKK.
I want you to know, I was there when it happened.
I did not live there. I mean, I lived there, but I was not part of that. But it was bombed twice.
Yeah, by the KKK,
Texas, yes.
Because they were railing against racism. Yeah. We're always railing against something evil, and there's conspiracies as our kind
that's
supporter
That's a clear conspiracy.
Said.
Yeah,
and That's a convicted conspiracy.
And I guarantee you across the country, they would love to have all of the Pacifica frequencies if they could get them.
Okay, so we'll be back in a moment. 202-588-9739. Call during the break and contribute. We'll be right back.
Greetings, I'm John Hughes, General Manager of WPFW. From its earliest days, almost 35 years ago, WPFW has always attempted to reflect the voices, concerns, and aspirations of its many listeners. In doing this, the station has steadfastly committed itself to building a strong sense of community among its listeners and to helping our community connect to the world. Perhaps more than any other form of media throughout Greater Washington, D.C., WPFW invites and enables this widespread and diverse community to participate in truly democratic communication. WPFW provides opportunities for people to consider topics ranging from healthcare to education, from fair housing to economic opportunity, from jazz to justice. As WPFW looks to the future, our ambition is to increase our already strong and tested service to the greater Washington community. To do this, WPFW's long-range planning must include both the production and acquisition of many new programs. But before embarking on our ambitious long-term goals, WPFW must overcome two very immediate obstacles. First, and above all, the station must find a new home, and it must do so by early next year. The problem is that by July 2012, the building that now houses WPFW Studios will give way to a commercial development. At the same time that we'll be navigating this complicated studio relocation, we must face up to a second major difficulty, the very urgent need to replace virtually all our studio production equipment, and the expenses will be formidable. This is why in the coming days and months you'll hear WPFW staff, programmers, volunteers, the local station and community advisory boards, and most especially, the thoughtful and generous people who support WPFW talk extensively about the station's new Campaign for Growth. Our Campaign for Growth will establish several new donor programs to involve those of you willing and able to make a special commitment to the station to meet these special needs. You'll be hearing us talk about how you, our loyal members and listeners, can play not just merely an important role, but rather an absolutely vital role in securing the future for this, your community broadcasting station. Our new home, the home that this community will build, and the programs and services that this station will originate, will be defined by the people who believe in the mission and vision for this station. This station, your station. The station that reflects our community heritage and diversity. The station that enriches your mind, nourishes your spirit, expands your perspective, and strengthens your community. That is what WPFW's new home and enhanced service is ultimately about, connecting people with ideas, with our past, and with our future. WPFW's future is now. Thank you for your long-standing support, and on behalf of our entire community of listeners, we thank you for extending this generous support to WPFW's Campaign for Growth.
Into the night and back to the Raucous Caucus.
Good evening and welcome back to the Raucous Caucus. My name's Garland Nixon and I'm right here with
Mark Levine
and
Terry D. Kester.
And we're here at Ben's Next Door. We are having a great time.
We are the Raucous Caucus.
And we need some pitches. We need some support. We need some pitches. We need some support and we need some pledges.
Have we done any sagacity tonight?
I hope not.
Oh my God.
You know, I gotta say, before I met you, Terry, I had never said that word out loud.
Right.
And now I've had to say it I don't know how many times.
Every two times.
And I blame you. I gotta say, I blame you for sagacity.
Sagacity alone should deserve a pledge or six.
Yes.
You know, it really should.
It might just turn people off, Terry.
Yeah, right. Well, 225 I think the fact that it's our for sagacity.
It's our quarter decade anniversary.
Yes.
Deserves a pledge.
Aha.
After 2.5
okay,
years.
All right. Oh, wow. Okay, see, here we go.
Okay. The flood has started.
We have a renewal? Okay, a renewal. We love renewals and new members. And it is Anthony who's right here at
Who's really
door.
One of our regulars,
He's
I
one of our
say.
Regulars.
He comes down to Ben's Next Door a lot.
He causes us trouble every time he gets here, but we're always glad to see him show up. And now he is a voting member of the Raucous Caucus. and on WPFW as well.
Well,
thank
Anthony's
you,
raucous,
you, Anthony.
And he likes caucusing with us, so he's clearly part
and
of the raucous caucus.
He likes sagacity, I can tell. You know, there's no question. Yeah, well,
so join Anthony, 202-588-9739 or 1-800-222-9739 and help support WPFW, the Raucous Caucus. Mark, can you think of anything that you may have found interesting over the last quarter decade of the Raucous Caucus?
To me, I just think of lines that just sort of came up spontaneously. Like one of my favorites was no taxes for cactus.
Yeah, I like that one.
I forgot how we even got on the topic of cactus and taxes, but suddenly I was like, no taxes for cactus.
And it worked.
It really did. I just think about all the issues we've talked about. You know, I mean, let's just try to name them, all right? Taxes, healthcare,
healthcare,
war in Iraq, war in Afghanistan, war in Libya.
War in Pittsburgh.
We've talked about war on poverty. We've talked about drugs.
Economic issues we've talked about.
We've talked about the death penalty, as you mentioned. We've talked a lot about President Obama. Some of us used to like him.
We talked about the election.
Oh, the
2010 midterm.
We've talked about money and politics a lot.
Corporations.
We've talked a lot about corporations. We talked about the environment.
Yep.
Bush v. Gore, which is something I'll never live down.
Right.
We talked about
gay
civil rights.
You weren't responsible for that.
We talked. I know I wasn't responsible. I tried. I came here to stop it.
You said you'll never live it down. I didn't think you were at fault.
Well, I'm ashamed
Mark,
for our nation.
You did it.
I'm ashamed for our country.
So Mark, there you go. I love those moments of dead silence.
Well, we talked about third parties. Come on, what else have we talked about? There's so many different issues. We talked about race, religion,
we've talked about marriage equality.
Yes.
Marriage equality. Yes. Yeah.
It's hard to think of something, like I said, we haven't talked about because we probably would have dealt with
already.
Well, good.
I got something. Let's talk about something today. Let's talk about something. Okay.
Something new?
Something fresh off the burner.
Okay.
Okay. Herman Cain.
Yeah, we haven't talked about Herman Cain.
Herman Cain very recently won the straw poll in Florida.
Which reminds me, you got a slice of pizza?
Yes. And here's what's fairly obvious about that. Rick Perry made some statements about immigration that the Tea Partiers didn't like, and it appears that he is too moderate for them. Rick Perry is too moderate for the Terry. Rick Perry's too moderate. He's from your favorite state, and he's too moderate
Texas,
for the Tea
yes,
Party.
Please secede from the Union, Texas.
They
please
want to.
Do
Rick
it.
Perry
please
wants to.
Leave Texas. Take all the Texans with you. I have some relatives there.
Except
I love
the ones in Austin.
I love
we will
them,
save the ones in Austin.
Go
they'll
too
be raptured up to the rest of the United States.
In fact,
we will save
to,
Austin.
I have to go to Texas in November. And,
I'm
you know,
sorry.
If you could secede beforehand, I won't have to go. You know,
well, cleanse yourself spiritually when you return. Believe me, you'll need it.
I got to tell you, I've been watching the Republican debates.
Yes.
And the
You've
really,
been watching them?
I have
oh,
been.
Oh, I couldn't I sit haven't through those.
Well, it's
oh,
been
my
tough.
Heaven.
The scariest thing about oh those debates.
Michelle.
No. The Perry scariest thing about all those debates is that the person that was making the least nonsense to me, which I guess is the most sense, was Newt Gingrich. Which tells me something.
Yeah.
Newt Gingrich used to be on the far, far, far right wing of American politics. Far the right of every Republican. Now, he is not as crazy as the rest of
them. Well, you know what's interesting about this?
Which is wild.
You know what's funny about this, Mark? About this whole thing? The Republican Party. Oh, we hear all these the people on TV, all these Republicans saying, you know, we don't have a decent candidate, and the candidates we have are too extreme, and blah blah blah.
They
right
don't say they're too extreme.
Well, here's no the
they're
thing
not extreme
you
enough.
Know, you know, well, a lot of you know the mainstream Republicans,
right,
the punditocracy, are saying, well, gee, we got a problem. Gee, everybody's too you know too moderate. We got to get someone in. Here's the issue. They're looking at a mirror of their party.
That's right.
And they don't like the image. You know, that's like looking in a mirror, you know, and walking away saying, there's something
but
wrong
you
with that mirror.
An ugly guy in that there's mirror.
Wrong
but you're
that
using the key God word, which I never hear from the Democrats, and it has to be used, and it'll be, of course, misused. And what did Goldwater say? Extremism in the cause.
Defense of liberty is no vice.
Yeah, right. I'm sure that they'll use the Goldwater thing, and we know how far Goldwater got.
Although Goldwater would be a liberal today.
You're right about that.
But I mean, these people really are extremists, and we have to, you know, I don't like to label people unnecessarily, but these are extremists.
Well, here's how we know.
And they have to be labeled that because they're extreme to the point of really a dangerous level. If you've listened to some, you've listened to the debates, I certainly read about them.
Some of them.
And read some of the quotes from Michelle Bachmann, et cetera. if these people really believe any of the things they're saying.
Oh, they do, Terry. They do.
Our nation is in a very dangerous position.
Well, we're talking
position.
About. We're talking
well,
about
it is.
Because this is extremism that becomes very ugly very quickly.
We're talking about the anti-intellectuals. Did you
that
hear?
That's more
did
than
you,
that.
Did well, you know, hey, Terry.
And you have a crowd saying, straight up, let him die.
Well, that's
let him
the most
die.
Interesting thing is the crowd.
Yeah.
Is there three times the crowd has erupted? The first time, three debates ago,
they hated a gay they soldier.
The first time was they talked about that Rick Perry had done 235 executions, and Brian Williams was surprised to hear the crowd clap and cheer. Yep. Woo! Kill, yep. him, kill him!
Kill
him!
Kill more! Kill more!
All right, that was all right. So maybe that was an anomaly, but then two debates ago, Wolf Blitzer asked Ron Paul the question. Here's a guy; he's 30 years old. He doesn't have insurance. He gets in a coma. Do we just let him die? And the crowd shouts, "Yes!
Let him die! Yes!"
Again, kill him!
That's the Tea Party
then,
right there.
And then they have a
they're
guy pro-life. Who actually is
they're
killing
pro-life,
people.
That's
someone,
right.
someone serving
yeah,
in the
right.
military. This one thing you'd think that Republicans would like, it's men and women who are bravely serving. But the guy's gay, so he gets huge amounts of booze.
Oh, right.
And,
right.
and then Rick Santorum comes out and says, well, you know, if you're gay, then that means that you're having sexual activity in the military, which is really weird, because if Rick Santorum wants to ban sexual activity in the military, I don't think we're going to get there with a virgin army. I just don't think so.
It'd make a nice,
so the crowd.
Be all that you can be. Yeah. Join the Marines and be a virgin.
Yeah, I just don't think it's going to happen. But the interesting thing is here, the crowd erupted three times. And at no time did any of the candidates on stage say anything bad.
Hey,
about
did you
the
hear
crowd.
That? Did you hear there was a fire in Rick Perry's house? His entire library burnt to the ground.
All book?
Both books. Yeah, both books, and one of them wasn't even colored in yet. Okay,
back to the important stuff.
Just a little taste of the Raucous Caucus. There
we have
taste of the fun
here
we have, and right now. What we'd like you to do is to help support the Raucous Caucus at WPFW. In all seriousness, you don't want to hear a blank space on the air, or God forbid, some corporate advertisement for whatever the latest poisonous food with methyl ethyl horrible and lots of
Bonneville
other things.
Bonneville Productions or Bonneville Corporation will probably take over our frequency when we disappear. And Bonneville, of course, as you know, is out of Salt Lake City, not to condemn everything out of Salt Lake City. But good old Mr. Romney is certainly right. part of that organization as well.
And you're not going to let that happen, because what you're going to do is you're going to dial 202-588-9739 or 1-800-222-9739. And for just $35, you can become a member. But keep this in mind. Anything that you that you're willing to give to help keep WPFW on the air, to help keep our voice, to help keep the progressive voice.
Say it, guys. Say it.
Any amount of money, $5, $10, $20, whatever you can. But if you can afford $100, which let's face it, it's less than $10 a month,
yeah.
and there is a monthly program,
yes,
which
yes,
there is
certainly very right. important.
You can get one of two wonderful gifts. You
the
can
first
either
one is us.
Get
us. That's
us. You actually
big.
Get Terry Garland and me yeah. having dinner with
for
you
the rest
at
of their
Ben's
lives,
next door.
We have to go,
yeah. You get our presence.
Yep.
You get our presence.
To discuss any issue.
Discuss
you
any issue you want for an hour. You can hear the Raucous Caucus on your terms.
Yep.
All right.
$100. And last week we had four people that
we did who took that option.
Yeah, took that.
Or
option.
You can go see the wonderful play, Sweet Tea. I know many of you are already planning to see it. Black Gay Men in the South. The artist E. Patrick Johnson is phenomenal. We had him on last week. Two tickets to the Signature Theater, which would cost you $100 anyway.
That's right.
Only the money's going to WPFW.
Yeah. It's extraordinarily generous of Signature Theater.
Yeah.
And the show is really worth seeing. Again, $100 to have a dinner with us. You could do both, in fact.
$200.
You could schedule a dinner with us.
There
you know,
go.
And go
before
see
the theater.
So that's $200. That'll work.
That's right. 1-800-222-9739 or 202-588-9739. Give a call to WPFW and support us. And we have Mr. Anthony, who has supported us tonight.
He has indeed.
Thank you very much.
Probably one of our most regular people.
Number one, thank you.
Let's give it up for
Anthony.
Come on. All right.
Thank you.
Okay.
If I can, I want to take it back to the Republican debates real quick.
Oh.
Somebody's grandmother told them that when somebody tells you who they are, believe them.
Right.
And the reality of the situation is, you know, that's kind of what we need to apply to the Republican field, because they're getting more, they're falling in a lockstep more and more. And the positions that we once considered to be extreme are mainstream, and there's no room whatsoever for any dissonance whatsoever, any disagreement, any buckback, any nothing. So, you know, the fact that you just mentioned that, you know, someone like Newt Gingrich and Ron Paul themselves to be
too moderate people on the dais,
where
they were always seen as the crazy people.
So when we talk about it, when people who consider themselves Republican leaning or consider themselves conservative, whatever the heck that means and whatnot, you know, you have to realize that you are acting these ideas into effect. And it doesn't seem like these people realize it.
I found it fascinating.
I like that phrase, acting these ideas into effect.
Here you have Rick Perry, who you would think would be a conservative Christian Republican's, you know, best dream.
Yeah, that's right.
All right, because this is a guy who went and had a nice prayer service right before he ran, a Christian-only prayer service.
He executed
200 plus people. This is the guy who's got the George Bush swagger. But apparently Rick Perry, who actually knows the state of Texas and knows how difficult it is to build on the border, doesn't want to build a 2,000-mile fence, and that's considered not radical enough. He's a liberal.
He's a left-leaning.
I think it's interesting. There's been so much discussion of immigration in these debates. You know, most Americans are concerned about jobs. I mean, that's the thing that they're mostly focused on. There's been so much talking about immigration, and I saw an interesting statistic today, today's Washington Post. It said that we haven't had this few people come across the border since 1972. This is the lowest year of people coming across the border in 40 years, but don't mess them with facts.
No,
because they want to attack somebody, and it doesn't look as good to attack blacks
these days. Let's go after Latinos.
Muslims was last year.
That's the scary thing about trying to argue. Muslims is every day. Well, that's true. There is no logic involved in this. These are not logical issues, and that's what I mean by extremism. These are issues that are emotional, be it, you know, right to life or whatever it is. You know, immigration.
The HPV
vaccine. These are emotional issues. These are hate issues. These are racist issues.
Protecting a child's life.
I mean,
protecting someone from cancer, you think, would not be controversial. But, but it's controversial because they can get it sexually transmitted.
And your 12-year-old isn't going to die from sex.
And Michelle Bachmann goes out to say something to the effect that if you get that vaccine to prevent that sexually transmitted disease, which leads to cancer of
the cervix.
The cervix, that's right. If you get that shot, it'll cause your children to be retarded.
I'm going to sum this all up. It's totally false. I mean, it's a total lie. They are lying to you
while they deceive Americans.
Terry, I'm going to sum this whole thing up. As Voltaire said, you can't reason a person out of a position that they didn't reason themselves into.
Not in the first place.
No.
The interesting thing about that vaccine, do you know why the religious right is against it? They're not usually opposed to vaccines for measles and mumps and the like. They're against it because, now think about how crazy this is.
Yeah,
they want to say to your child, don't have sex or it'll kill you. And they want to not give their child the vaccine so that their own child will die, maybe, if they have sex.
Well, they don't want to acknowledge the issue.
I mean, the pro-life party is actually wishing their own child to die. I don't get it.
They're actually worried and saying, you know, that if you get the vaccine, it's going to encourage you to have sex.
Right.
Now, I don't know about you guys, but I've had a lot of vaccines, and I won't mention about the number amount of sex. But the two do not go together. You know, I have not been inspired to have sex just because I've gotten a vaccine. I mean, there is not only that, but the idea that
someone is going to not have sex because this thing will kill you, you know.
You talk as if there is some reason here. Anthony, did you have something else?
Yeah, a couple things. Back to Rick Perry for a minute.
Yeah.
Have you ever heard or ever seen a YouTube video when Rick Perry tried to defend their abstinence first education
policy?
No, but
that sounds amusing.
Hilarious. I'll have to check that out. Apparently kids are getting knocked up in Texas like nobody's business, but since they're only teaching abstinence and they're not allowing for the provision of
if you stick your head in the sand, you're okay,
he's like, what we're teaching is right, what they're doing is wrong.
Well, Michelle Bachmann has offered to take all million new Texas babies to be her foster children.
Hey, look, keep it. Yeah.
But the other thing is, we need to be really careful about using this term extremist. You have to be outside of the norm to be an extremist. And what happened is that what was normative got moved.
That's true.
So we're not talking about extremists. We're talking about mainstream Republican
ideas.
That's what makes it much more scary.
And, you know, the other thing that's important to realize is the anger behind this, because this can lead to very, very dangerous situations. How do you think dictatorships, Nazi states, and everything else develop? They develop by fear and anger every single time, and that's what the Republicans are creating in
and
this
economic
country. Fear and anger.
And one more message, and another misery. Message, too. Another message I have to get out to
thank
our
you, Anthony.
Listeners. We need to meet the goal that we have to get for this hour in order to keep WPFW afloat. We need 9 more callers. We need 9 more callers, 202-588-9739 or 1-800-222-9739. Just 9 more supporters of the Raucous Caucus.
Or 6 more at the $100 level.
Yeah.
We have 5 sets of these tickets.
5 sets
and
of the
you
tickets.
Still can get the signature tickets if you call right now, 202-588-9739. You can get the 2 tickets to the play. Or you can just get a meal with Garland Terry and me. You get our company, yeah. Not the meal, but I mean you get to sit with us for an hour. If you enjoy the Raucous Caucus, you should just have us in person.
Despite all this raucosity, I love that word too.
Raucosity, right?
Raucosity. You know, the sustaining pledge is really a most useful pledge.
Yes.
And whether it's just $10 a month, that's the minimum, but $10 a month on a regular basis that you're committed to, you know, by credit card, so that the station can, of course, budget. And, of course, you can budget as well. Last week, we had a very, very generous pledge based on that sustaining practice of, you know, a certain contribution every single month. Now, you don't have to give a huge amount like this one person did, which we're very grateful for, but $10 a month is all you have.
You know, people
we're
pay,
have dinner
you
with
you know
her.
What? People yeah. pay 10, 15 bucks a month for these satellite stations. You know what I
yeah,
mean? People,
yeah.
There are a lot of people who just put it on their credit card.
Oh,
like
yeah,
so
HBO,
many other bills,
right, 10
you know,
bucks.
Or like the XM Sirius and the various satellite radios for their car. They put it on their credit card like so many other bills today, and every month, 10, 12, 15 bucks a month goes out so they can hear whatever music or talk radio they want to. Well, there are a lot of our listeners that listen to WPFW a lot. And I think...
At any given time, 100,000.
Right.
100,000.
Yeah.
So, we know you. You're the people who have your radio on 89.3 FM and you just never change it.
Yeah. So what you can do is do the same thing. Just call in 202-588-9739. We've got people there ready. Or 1-800-222-9739 if you're outside of D.C. We've got people there. Just give your credit card number. And what you can do is you can pledge $10, $12, $15 a month, whatever, just like you were paying to listen. But here's the thing about yours. It's tax deductible. They're paying. Theirs isn't tax deductible. For those who have been sitting there, sitting on their hands, thinking, well, you know, times are tight.
It's true.
I would.
It's nonprofit.
You know what's going to happen? The last week of December, everybody's running over to the Salvation Army trying to give away clothes, doing all this thing, so they can get their tax deduction at the last minute. Don't wait till the last minute. This is tax deductible money.
And that's because we're not corporate sponsored and we don't make a profit.
Guess what, Terry? Listen to this.
Yes.
This is even better.
Yes.
If they want to go see Sweet Tea for $100.
That's right.
It's going to cost them that anyway
deductible.
If they buy that, but it's not tax deductible.
Good
you
point.
You buy the tickets from Terry to go see Sweet Tea, a brilliant, brilliant piece of art. You go see this play. It costs you $100, but it's tax deductible. So help out WPFW, but help yourself out.
And help us out. It's our quarter decade anniversary, for God's sake.
Yeah,
and Terry
God's
didn't
sake.
Give me a present.
And
Garland didn't give me a present.
No,
I didn't get
hard.
A card.
We gave our money to WPFW.
Our anniversary.
Wait, you didn't bring the cake. Mark, so why should we
give
you the
Ben's,
card?
They have cake. You can just order it.
You were supposed to bring the cake.
Happy anniversary to us.
Yes. I was thinking of bringing like a cream pie, kind of like the Marx Brothers and slamming both of you guys in the face.
And
I want to point out, though,
I don't want, you know, I mean, I want to point out, too, that this is really a serious issue. We have a lot of fun, you know, on the Raucous Caucus, and we have a lot of fun in general with a lot of the WPFW staff. It's an incredible group of people, an incredible group of volunteers. But this pledge drive is very, very, very important. We have to make this gargantuan move. We have to find a new home. We have to get new equipment because we're finding the new home. These are enormously expensive projects that are coming up very, very quickly, within a few months. I'm not sure what the timetable is on it. And, of course, there's a normal operating cost. Now, many people have heard, but realize a lot of our staff at this moment are working incredibly hard.
We're on a shoestring,
but not receiving full pay.
That's right.
They have volunteered to do that. Our regular staff not receiving full pay. We need the contributions, the pledges, to reward the staff, and there aren't that many of them, as you know, but that staff that really holds the station together.
You know, this is the last week of our pledge drive, and I know that it's not always fun to listen to pledge, listen to people asking you for money. I know that, and we're going to get back to our regular programming next week. Look at it this way. The more you pledge, the less likely we need to do pledge drives. You can hear us talk for a full hour on whatever topic. You can hear us insult each other for a full hour. We do that anyway.
That's right.
But, you know, on a commercial radio station, and I've been on commercial. I do commercial radio.
So have we all.
You got to stop every 5-10 minutes and hear these long commercials about things you don't want to support corporations you don't support. Here, you know, the money's going to a good cause. It's going to, if you like jazz, it's going to really some really good music like Brother Ah that follows us.
That's it.
And if you believe in justice, you know that this is the only station, Washington, D.C., where you're going to hear things from a progressive perspective.
That's right.
And the station still, I mean, you know, you would think with the length of the pledge that we would say we have enough money and we could stop. That's not the situation. We still need more to reach the station's goals. So we need
your
help.
Even after the show's over, you can still pledge for the Raucous Caucus.
202-588-9739. Or 1-800-222-9739.
$35, you're a member of WPFW, and of course, you're always an honored member of the Raucous Caucus.
So as we're ending the show, I just, in terms of what the Raucous Caucus, what does it mean? I mean, to me, you know, we actually started as dialogue, but we got a little aggressive with each other.
That just didn't work. Dialogue just didn't work.
It was like three monologues all at once.
Yeah. Screaming, fighting, crying.
Yeah, sort of like vocal murder.
I think on our quarter anniversary, we should tell the story of how we came together one dark and stormy night.
Oh, it was beautiful.
I mean, this was, of course, there were three of us who were individual talk radio hosts at WPFW. We were sharing Tuesday, and we couldn't remember whose turn it was.
If some other got messed up, the schedule.
I don't remember what it was like. Maybe it was a fifth Tuesday. Is that something weird? And we all met in the studio for the first time. Really,
got to know each other. Yeah.
And we had so much fun.
Yeah, we got forced to do the show together, and we found out we love each other.
It's platonic, but
I don't know about that.
And a new term was born. Sagacity.
Sagacity.
But speaking of sagacity, but what's important, we only got a couple minutes left. Don't forget, every Tuesday from 7 to 8 p.m., we're on 89.3 WPFW, the Raucous Caucus. And every other week, we're here at Ben's Next Door, and you can come live. You can come here, and you can talk on a 50,000-watt
station. By the way.
There's no other show that has.
I mean, this is what they used to do when radio started in the 30s, have these live radio shows in front of a live studio audience. That almost doesn't exist in America today, except on the Raucous Caucus.
You probably don't believe it, but this show is not scripted.
It would be impossible to script this.
I know. So I do want to mention too, because we're in the pledge drive tomorrow.
We need a bridal bit for
tomorrow
Terry to script
at Wednesday morning at 10 a.m. on What's at Stake. We are picking up again following the brilliant discussion we had with the author Edward Girardet, author of Killing the Cranes, the definitive book about Afghanistan. That'll be 10 o'clock tomorrow morning. Right here on WPFW.
And we're almost out of time, but we want to thank those who've given and let you know, even when we're off the air, you can still call in 202-588-9739 or 1-800-222-9739. Support WPFW and support the Raucous Caucus. And as I said, don't forget, you're listening. There's a lot of people that there are many listeners that don't know or don't realize that the money they give to WPFW, not only does it support and help WPFW, they are actually creating a tax deduction for themselves. This is a non-profit radio station, and it's tax deductible money.
Another one of a hundred good reasons to give.
People listen every Tuesday. Half the time you come here to Ben's, half the time you call on the phones. We get some great calls.
We do.
Show on Martin Luther King, we had a great topic about just people reminiscing about the civil rights era. People who lived through it, talking about their experiences, had some really great calls. Just think, you can't really do this on commercial radio.
Nowhere else.
And if you support this, if you support the cause, you support the Raucous Caucus, we need your help.
And one quick thank you. We got to thank Karen for being here and helping us with the pledges.
Absolutely.
Thank you so much, Karen.
All right.
Thank you, Daniel, our brilliant engineer here, and Dave Kelly back in the studio.
Yep.
Thank all of the volunteers that are back there manning the phones. The phones were ringing off the hooks, but they're waiting for your call. So making sure you make
your call. Last chance to get two tickets to Signature Theater for $100 pledge.
Right.
Any pledge, though, we will happily use to support the station.
202-588 9739.
And next week, we will be back in the studio.
Take your phone calls.
We'll be taking your phone calls so you can be a part of the Raucous Caucus. We're going to have – whose turn is it? Terry?
I'm up. Heavy swing.
It's all downhill from here.
World War III or something.
We're getting a wrap-up signal. Good night, everybody. Thank you for joining the Raucous Caucus.
See you next week.
Hi, I'm Tiffany Jordan, the Development Director for WPFW. We have received a very generous gift of $200,000 to the Campaign for Growth Fund. This installment of the Campaign for Growth effort, we are determined to meet the challenge by matching $100,000 from the fall membership drive to the grant. To that end, Andy Shalal, honorary chair of WPFW's Circle of Excellence, has started the ball rolling with a donation of $10,000. We are counting on additional contributions from members like you. Generous gifts beyond your membership to reach our goal. Please call 202-588-9739 or 1-800-222-9739 to make your pledge of support. You can also visit us online at WPFW.org. For your past support, we are thankful. For your support today, we are hopeful. Our future is dependent on what you do today. The future is now.
Hi, I'm Gar Young, Development Volunteer and Sustaining Member of WPFW. Did you know that WPFW has received a $200,000 challenge gift to our Campaign for Growth Fund? With your additional gift, conveniently charged to your credit card,